These are Turkish devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They visited house called Baitul Baqi of Amir of Ahl Sunnah. This is Jannat Hall in his house. They presented the gift of the same hat which they normally wear in Turkey, a specific kind of hat. They also wrap around a piece of cloth on that. And for pleasing the hearts of these devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amir of Ahl Sunnah also adorned that hat. Let me show you some visuals.
It has Na'le Pak on top of it. Turkey is a country of devotees of Rasul. It was completely different when they were appointed at serving Haramain Tayyiban.
Have you ever been to Turkey?
I haven't been there yet. He has invited me, but I'm not waiting to be invited anyhow. I've had a strong desire of going there anyways, even before Dawat-e-Islami. Since I've heard that there's Topkapi Museum in Istanbul, which contains various such holy relics that have been used by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so the desire of beholding them has been in my heart even before Dawat-e-Islami. At that time, there were no such arrangements, and things weren't same as they are today that I could go there. Now I can indeed go, but my health and other illnesses restrict me from going. If Allah wills, I'll pay a visit, inshallah. Shrines of Sahaba Karam are situated over there.
Papa, really love to go to Turkey and Kingdom of Oman, Salalah Sharif.
Yes, Salalah Sharif. If Allah wills, we'll pay a visit. Now that we've embarked upon the journey of Medina, our courage has increased further. Because the challenges a person faces in the journey of Hajj, the hardships he faces there, a huge crowd and gathering, and then the hardships in performing the tawaf of Kaaba and the tiredness of performing sa'i, when one can bear all this, then nothing's difficult. But the mercy being showered over there cannot be found elsewhere. What if an unbearable challenge is faced elsewhere? What will I do if I fall severely ill over there? So there are various such restrictive factors in it now. From the perspective of my health, I cannot do so. When Allah wills, all these factors will be removed. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I want to visit Istanbul, especially the Topkapi Museum in it. It is my desire. Then I will meet Islamic brothers as well over there. There are a lot of devoted people over there. By a lot, I mean that there are various Turk Muslim Islamic brothers who are devoted and love Dawat-e-Islami immensely. And I'm really impressed with their devotion towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As you get amazed when you read the history regarding the services they rendered towards the Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif. They would take every single stone outside Medina and then carve it. They would ensure that all the cutting, carving, slicing and designing of the stones with the hammer is done outside Medina. And no noise is produced inside Medina in case Holy Prophet alayhi salatu salam gets troubled. That's how cautious they would be. Moreover, all those who took part in the construction of the masjid were Huffaz-e-Kiram. That's how they observed the reverence. And in case they had to make minor and slight adjustments in the stones, etc., then they would do so with rubber hammers so that the noise does not bother Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Whereas now, heavy machinery is being used. And such heavy machinery that may Allah forgive us. Once I was present in Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, gaining blessings from perhaps the blessed bark of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, or maybe was facing that direction. So the ground started shaking, the ground of Masjid-e-Nabawi. It's Allah's mercy that fear did not overcome me. Rather, I thought that my desire for Baqi is going to be fulfilled now. I thought that an earthquake has struck, the earth will open up and I will rest inside it. So I sat back comfortably. But how am I that fortunate? Anyhow, the ground then became stable. Now, I was under the impression that an earthquake has struck, but then I realized that extremely heavy machinery was being used for construction work. It was making severely loud noises. So it was due to that botheration that the blessed earth was shaking, and it displeased me severely, thinking that due to the usage of such heavy machinery, when we are getting troubled, then how distressful it would be for my master. These are my sentiments. We are devotees, why argue with us? Don't argue with us. We talk about the devotion and love of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha would not let anyone hammer a nail in Medina. She wouldn't let anyone cause hammering noises. That my master is asleep, he'll be troubled. He is resting here. So at that time, people used to do all these works outside Medina that would create noise, etc. Moreover, they wouldn't perform istinja in Medina. For this, there was a specific place outside Medina where the Muslims of that era would generally go and perform their istinja. What great respect they observed. Well, the entire Medina, the whole area of the old Medina, has now been included and come within the boundaries of Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif. It has all come within Masjid-e-Nabawi. Now, the city outside it has been extended to a great extent. It has extended further. So, all this is now Medina, but the real Medina that existed in reality, in that era, has now been included within the boundaries of Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.